So this is episode 2 of our brand new Wednesday podcast series, and it's called Outspoken Beauty, The Ultimate Guide to Makeup. And the idea is that every Wednesday you get a bite-sized summary of the best makeup products to use, the best techniques, and the person to give us that amazing advice is one of the UK's most famous makeup artists, Cher Webb.
Hey, it's so nice to be back.
You look lovely today because you're wearing a matching shirt.
We are twinning, aren't we, with our leopard print. How funny.
I know. I was thinking that because leopard print is so big at the moment, I don't ever want it to go away because then I'll have no clothes left.
Well, it can't because half my wardrobe is leopard print as well. Surely not. Zara is full. Like, I'm sure half of Zara is all leopard print or animal print.
Yeah, but in a few years' time, no one's going to be wearing it. And what are we going to do with
Maybe
it?
Maybe me
all?
And you will.
Should we just carry it on?
Just
forever?
Carry rolling with it.
Now, last episode, we did red lips, which was huge, and you gave amazing advice. This one is something I think I haven't met anyone who doesn't want to achieve this, and it's the perfect glow. My 85-year-old grandma said to me the other day that she wants to start wearing a highlighter.
I love that.
I know. And it's, I think everyone at the moment, it's just the big thing. Dewy, glowy skin.
Luminescent is all about
that's
the glow.
It. Yeah.
And do you know what? I read something yesterday because it was the Victoria's Secret show this weekend.
Yeah.
And usually after it's like, how do I achieve that amazing Victoria's Secret body? This time, how do I get the glow of a Victoria's Secret model? Which I thought was crazy and really on topic.
Yeah.
Like, I love the whole highlighter thing, but I also love the glow within your skincare. And that's where it all starts.
Yeah, okay, so you think, you're making me think of that Mary Poppins song, let's start at the very beginning. Anyway, let's start at the very beginning, Cher. So before we get to makeup, let's start with what we consume.
Yes, because after, let's say, a heavy weekend, I never really feel like my skin's at its best. But when I have a green smoothie and I really pump like lots of vitamins in, I swear the next day I do feel that my skin, my eyes, everything looks that bit brighter.
Yeah.
So I do think that makes some impact, definitely. But also things like your exfoliators, your glycolic acids that you can use that are everywhere now. The Pixie Glow Tonic from Pixie Beauty is massive.
And it's good because it's good for more sensitive skin as well.
Yeah,
that
it's only 5%.
Yeah, which
so
is
it's,
good.
It's usable for everybody for every day,
yeah.
But maybe not twice a day.
No.
Because what it's doing essentially is taking off that top layer of dead skin and, you know, revitalizing their skin underneath, which
yeah.
is essentially what everyone needs to get that all over glow.
Especially as you get older, I think,
because,
you know, we shed our skin so much more slowly
yes,
as we age. So I think definitely you can even, I mean, probably as you're older, you'd use a stronger acid. But do you know what I love as well? Glycolic's great. Lactic is really nice as well. We had Sarah Chapman on and she said that lactic acid is her preferred acid. It's just a little bit milder, but it still
right.
does the trick. Yeah,
I actually haven't tried it, but I want yeah. to.
Try
so
a lactic.
I think the word acid kind of puts people off sometimes,
yeah.
doesn't it? But if it's on the high street or it's in like your stores, then you know that it's going to be consumer friendly. So it's not going to do too much harm if your skin is really sensitive.
Yeah. Dr. Dennis Gross also does.
Oh yes, I love Dr. Dennis Gross.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They
He's
do
got
those
some amazing
wipes.
Products.
They do. They've got a two-step wipe thing, and yeah, you've used it.
I've used them. I actually have. Like, I've got my Oyster card wallet.
Yeah.
With like my Oyster card and all of that, and I've got one of those pushed in there just in
really?
Case. Yeah,
they're
it
really
makes
good.
Such a difference.
Like, if you have an event to go to, I would use those maybe for a few weeks in advance, and they really make your skin glow. I'll put this on the website. I'll put a link to it at outspokenbeauty.co.uk. But they are really good.
I use it all the way down my neck as well.
Do you?
Decolletage, it's yeah. incredible.
It is amazing, but don't overuse and always use an SPF.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we've been taking our beautiful juices, we're glowing from within, and we've been doing our exfoliating to get rid of the dead skin cells. Then what happens next?
Then you want to make sure that you're pumping as much moisture into your skin with like sheet masks and masks in general. Tata Harper is a skincare brand that I absolutely love and swear by. You get a really, really good glow from their mask they have there. But also you can have a really quick sheet mask in the morning as you're doing your hair. Then, you know, do put the mask on, get yourself ready with your hair. And then
but how do you do it with a sheet mask on your face?
I literally have mastered it. So you want to squeeze out the excess. Otherwise, you end up with a really kind of like wet hair and neck.
Yeah.
Put it on first and then just dry your hair back.
Really?
Yeah, I do a mask maybe 2 or 3 days a week.
Do you?
Yeah.
And then do you, so, and literally how long before you start your makeup do you do that? Because it leaves your skin quite very saturated, doesn't it?
Yeah, I often either press it into the skin. If I'm in a hurry, I will literally towel dry it, just pat it through.
Yeah.
Then add your, you know, your skincare and things like
okay.
that.
Okay. Oh, that's a good tip. I'm going to try that. A sheet mask. I had my makeup done recently and they they did so much more moisturising before they did my makeup. Like there was kind of, I never do the lip balm, but also like there was oil she put on my face. It was a Decleo one and then loads of moisturiser. And it does make a difference.
That's, it does. Yeah. I think when we're backstage at Fashion Week, we spend just as long prepping the model's skin with products for skincare before we do any makeup.
Really?
Yeah, because if the skin looks great, then I think everything else just falls into place.
Yes. Okay, so a sheet mask.
A sheet mask is, yeah, and you can get them really cheap on the high street. You've got the OK brand, which are amazing Japanese brands. I always kind of steer towards them because I think in Japan, everyone goes crazy for their skincare before any makeup. Mm. Skincare is the number one thing over there.
Where can you get them?
You get them in Oliver Bonas, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're really, I think they're about £5.
Brilliant, nice and affordable.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I like what you were saying about oils. The Decleo oil I use all the time. And I think they're the only brand that I know of that actually have an oil serum, because most serums tend to be gel textured.
Yes.
But this is like, it actually absorbs into the skin and you don't end up having a really greasy face after it, or oily face.
I feel
a
like
matte oil almost.
Oh, is it? I feel like Decleo really are the makeup artist's choice. Often a makeup artist has a Decleo oil.
Every makeup artist, I'm sure we all have one in our little skincare kit.
Yeah.
And they're nice and small, not too big to like lug around or anything.
And they just smell so good. I can imagine a model would just like to feel that before a big show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are there any other things you should add to your skin prep?
I think a serum always, and then your favourite moisturiser. Elemis do an amazing range. I'm almost more steering towards the more natural products than before.
Really?
Yeah.
What's made you do that?
I just think that when you read up of all the things that are inside, you know, your skincare, if I can keep it as natural as possible, I'm sure that's going to promote, you know, more health on your skin.
It's funny. I mean, this is another podcast episode altogether, but I'm hearing the debate from both sides. I work with the natural skincare brands who are like, you shouldn't be putting these things on your face. Then, you know, the scientists who say, you know, this, it's harmless. It's all tested and everything's fine. So I don't think we'll ever know for sure.
I don't think we will. I think it's your own preference.
It's your own
preference.
And how
your skin reacts to certain things, you know.
I think if you're getting a good effect from a natural skincare product, then use it if you feel more comfortable with that. But if it's not quite working for you, if you need stronger ingredients, don't be scared to
Absolutely. Go. And also change up your skincare every now and again. Your skin gets really used to and resilient to certain products. So maybe every 6 months when you run out of a product, if you read about something, try it.
Yes.
Do but change it up.
Alison Young says, if something isn't working for you, look at the ingredients on it. Don't just buy another version of it with the same ingredients. Try a new ingredient.
Something completely different.
And see what that does for you.
Yeah.
What I really want to get to is how to glow with our makeup.
Yes. Well, there's so many different highlighters on the market these days. It really does depend on how you want your glow to look. And I think the more authentic looking, the better.
Agreed. What I want to talk to you about, and I'm not sure if this is what you had in mind, but it's kind of how to get your whole face glowing and also how to highlight, you know, the little parts of your face.
Yeah. So your skincare will give you that all over glow and then your foundation. So pick something that's kind of satin finished. All over matte will give you that kind of, you know, very matte finished skin, but you want to have glow from everywhere. So go for like a satin, like a medium satin finish. And then with your highlighter, you want to just concentrate on the higher planes of your face.
Okay.
And as you get slightly older, you might want to consider a different texture. I certainly have since, you know, in my 20s, I was using something more powdery. And now I'll always opt for something more creamy.
Yeah.
So I think the powder tends to sit in my fine lines. And I think that I also change the placement of where I put the highlighter now as I'm getting a bit older.
Yeah, because I think that, I mean, I like using a powder, but I agree, if you want to look very dewy skinned, that kind of glow, then it's not going to give you that. It's going to really like accentuate you, but just not, I'm the same as you. I just want to be all
moist,
moist glowing.
You can't be the creams. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like a cream boost for your highlights. That's what I kind of go for.
Yeah. Do you believe in using a glowy primer? Because I know Becca do a really nice illuminating primer.
Yes, absolutely. The Becca one is incredible. Laura Mercier, the foundation primer, I use that on every one of my clients as well. That will not only help to keep the oil back, but it'll give you like a really beautiful glowy canvas to work from as well.
But does it show through your foundation? Because, you know, and like Charlotte Tilbury as well, she's got products. She says, put them on first, then put the foundation on top. I always worry, how does it get through the foundation?
Well, it will get through. It definitely does get through, but you just need to make sure that you place it in the right areas. If you have a greasy T-zone, maybe use less of it around like your forehead and your chin, But she's very cleverly done it because she's a makeup artist herself. And I think what she's done is she's mixed highlighters with foundation. So you almost get that coverage with that glow coming through.
What was it? The filter one?
Hollywood Flawless Filter. Yeah. I love that. I've got 5 shades in my kit.
Have you?
And it has like a doe foot on the end of it. So you can actually really strategically place it where you need it.
Yeah, that is a very good glowy one. Right, so wait, since we talked about bases, so foundations, we're saying not a matte one, a much more silky one. Any, apart from that Charlotte Tilbury one, are there any foundations that really stand out to you?
I do love the MAC Face and Body. I think that's a really super glowy one. I mean, some people think that it's too sheer, but you can thicken it up, put it on the back of your hand, really work the air into it, and you do actually end up with a slightly thicker consistency. But use your concealer for coverage if you've got a really light base. You know, you don't need to have a full coverage to have that full face of makeup.
Yeah. You know? So would you put the foundation on first, then put the concealer on?
Always foundation first, and then target any areas that you might need. But that's a super glowy foundation. It's amazing on your body as well.
Yeah. Okay, I do. I think that's an amazing one. Any others?
Let me see. The YSL Touche Club, they've got the highlighter pens, but they've now got the actual foundation as well, which is, that's super glowy. I mean, it's not for everybody, but I mean, if you do like a really, really ultimate glow, try that.
Okay.
Try that. And it's a really luxury product. It looks great on the skin.
Oh, it's good. I thought you were going to say it looks great on the shelf. I like it.
It does as well. On the dressing table, it does.
Do you know what I was going to say as well while we're at it? I was talking the other day on Instagram about how long you should keep your products for. I think I might have had my YSL foundation for 5 years. Is that terrible?
Do you know what? I've got certain products. As long as it smells okay.
Yes, that's what I always go by.
Because even lipstick sometimes, I'm like, God, I've had that one from the Body Shop since 1998 and I'll smell it. And it's, do you know what? As long as it smells okay.
1998.
Well, there's a few things I just can't get rid of because they don't do them anymore. Do you know what? They're limited
iconic.
Edition or whatever. Yeah. And I might not use them, but every now and again, I give them a little smell. Smell test.
And mascara goes off so quickly, though.
It does.
It has that weird smell.
Yeah, 7 or 8 weeks sometimes. I'm like, it's already another mascara in the bin. But
I know, and they can be expensive.
But foundations last that bit longer.
Good. Okay, I'm glad because I still use it. Right, so foundation now. Right, now we're to the kind of the highlighting bit. And there are so many different highlighters. And we've already said for me and you, can I go out there and just say I think everybody would benefit from a creamier one?
I totally agree with that.
I don't really get the powder.
Unless you're an Instagrammer and you want that really full on, you know, like there's that whole strobing thing where it's like the bigger the highlighter, the better.
Yeah.
Which for everyday women, I'm not sure would definitely work. But for camera and for that effect on, you know, Instagram and the social channels, then fine.
Yeah.
But I don't think, you know, in real life, it looks as authentic.
One thing I don't get is the blob of highlighter at the end of your nose.
I was going to say...
Did you tell me that?
I said the same thing.
Because I've been thinking about
weird,
that a lot.
Yeah. Because I think even, you know, makeup trends change throughout the years, but that's something that's almost highlighting a strange area. I mean, you know, like on the very end of your nose, you always mattify that. That's what I've always done.
Yeah.
So
okay.
For me, it feels... But then on Instagram, I suppose it's a different, completely different trend.
There's Instagram life and there's real life. We're talking real life.
We are. Exactly.
So tell me, what are your top... specific highlighting products.
For a really sporty skin, so something, you know, when you walk out the gym and you have that natural glow, there is a Glossier product called the Halo Scope, and it's a stick and it almost feels a bit like Vaseline. You pop it onto your cheekbones and you just look like you have walked for like 5 miles. Really super healthy.
Okay.
Perfect for like a Monday morning on the tube. And it stays on as well. Also, the YSL Glow Drops, they have like 3 different shades of those and they are really pearlescent and gorgeous. Very similar to the kind of Victoria's Secret model glow that you see. Strobe cream from MAC is an iconic product.
Oh, I love that stuff.
Everyone loves that.
I used to put that all over my face.
I did too. I now put a tiny bit squeezed into my foundation, liquid foundation, mix it up and then put it all over.
Okay.
And then add a bit more to the higher plane. So it's your cheekbones, nose panel, and then your Cupid's bow.
Yes, to make your lips.
And then I've started adding a bit now on myself, like under the eyebrows and above my eyebrow, just to give that little bit more lift.
Yeah.
So depending on the age of the person that I'm working on will depend on where I put the highlighter as well.
Does skin colour play a part in this? For example, if you had black skin or if you had a paler skin, do you use a different coloured highlighter?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I think if you use anything too pinky on a darker skin, it can look a bit ashy.
Yeah.
If you use anything too yellow on a pale skin, it can look a bit sallow. So I think it's worth definitely trying the highlighter actually on your face and not on your hand.
Okay.
So if you're in a store, you know, same with any product, to always try it actually on your face.
So for a darker skin tone, are you kind of thinking the more bronzy colour ones, the more goldy, coppery
exactly,
ones?
Exactly, yes.
And then someone like me, quite pale, you think a pinky one?
Pinky, okay. Slightly peach, yeah.
Okay. Cool, that's good, because I think it's hard, and I think some of my friends with darker skin, they sometimes shy away from highlighters.
Which is such a shame, because the skin is always gorgeous.
Oh, I know, it does look amazing. All right, so I'm enjoying your product recommendations. Are there any, do you like High Beam Benefit?
I was just about to say, High Beam was the first product highlight that I ever really knew about.
Yeah.
I think back in the day, it was strobe cream and High Beam were the first things, and now we're just flooded with so many. But I still go back to that, because they have sunbeam and they have High Beam, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's great for like all skin tones. And it is like a nail varnish applicator that you put it on, so it's really specifically placed. But
well,
I still love that.
In the 90s, they used to say that Kylie Minogue wore it. And me and my best friend, whenever we wore it, we always pulled.
Did you?
When I was at university. Oh, without a doubt.
Oh my God, it's a winner.
We were like, it's the High Beam.
It is the High Beam. And back then it was almost like, well, what's highlight? How do we highlight?
I know.
So yeah, it's always got that nostalgic pull when I see it. I still have it in my kit now. I love it.
It is lovely.
It's a fantastic product.
Are there any more that you love?
I also love, well, the Charlotte Tilbury ones that we talked about earlier. She actually has one, which is like a wand with a sponge on the end. And that is a super, super mega highlight. If you're going out, red carpet looks, then that is one.
What's it called?
It's called the Hollywood wand. I think it's called the Hollywood wand.
It's not
wand.
The one with the bit for also contouring on it, is it?
No, or
is
this
it?
Is the beauty wand.
Okay,
so
just
for highlight.
Just for highlight, okay.
Yeah. And then the last one that I absolutely swear by is the Pearl Cream Colour Base from MAC as well.
Okay.
And that's in like a pan. And it's a cream and it's really, really easy to wear.
And so would you put that on? Again, you could put that over your makeup. That's what I wanted to know. Is it a final step, your highlight, when you've done your makeup?
Yeah, do all your makeup, do your skin, make sure you've concealed everything, then add your highlight, and then powder last if you need to.
Okay, but maybe don't powder on the highlighted
areas. Don't powder on the highlight area. Do your T-zone area, but leave the highlight.
Yeah, and finally, for a younger person and for an older person, just to really kind of get to grips with this. So say I'm in my 20s, where am I highlighting?
You're highlighting on your actual on your cheekbones, your nose panel, Cupid's bow. And if you're slightly older, you want to basically put the highlight that bit higher on your eye. So maybe above the eyebrow, under the eyebrow, and also a little bit more around your cheek area. So to kind of really highlight your cheeks, not necessarily too much around the under eye.
Okay.
Sort of steer away from that area a bit more as you get a bit older. That's what I've started to do.
Brilliant. And put it on the cheeks.
Cheeks, yeah.
Thank you. As I said, links to all of this at outspokenbeauty.co.uk. Cher, thank you. I'm now going to spend lots and lots of money.
Yay. Thanks for having me.